Title: Increased Scrutiny into Agents and Brokers in the Medicare Advantage Space. Content: Most Medicare Advantage EMA beneficiaries rely on agents and brokers to help them navigate the complex process of selecting a health plan that will meet their needs. In exchange, brokers and agents received certain fixed payments set by Medicare, as well as, in some cases, significant additional payments from health plans. Concerned over the potential for abuse, these arrangements have been the subject of congressional scrutiny and an enforcement priority for both the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General, HHS-OIG. The Biden administration and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, are tackling this issue head-on in a recently published final rule that addresses both marketing tactics and compensation methodologies used by Medicare Advantage organizations, MAOs, to pay MA agents or brokers. 1. Shifting regulatory landscape. Current regulation. MAOs must comply with the requirements and compensation caps applicable to agent and broker remuneration, set forth in 42 CFR 422.2274. 1. Currently, agents or brokers can receive compensation including commissions, bonuses, gifts, prizes or awards set at or below fair market value, FMV, for each MA beneficiary's enrollment into an MA plan in the initial enrollment year and up to 50% of FMV for enrollment in a renewal year. 2. If an MA agent or broker engages in services other than beneficiary enrollment, or administrative services, e.g., agent recruitment, training, operational overhead, customer service, assistance with completion of health risk assessments, payment must not exceed the value of those services in the marketplace. 3. These administrative payments can be based on enrollment, so long as the payments are at or below the value of those services in the marketplace. 4. In addition, MAOs may also reimburse individuals for referrals. A referral includes a recommendation, provision, or other means of referring beneficiaries to an MA agent, broker, or other entity for enrollment purposes. 5. A referral payment may not exceed $100 for a referral into an MA or MAPD plan and $25 for a referral into a PDP plan. 6. Final rule. In November 2023, CMS proposed a new rule to revise 42 CFR 422.2274 and enhance guardrails for MA agent/broker compensation. 7. CMS published the final rule on April 4, 2024, which will go into effect on October 1, 2024. 8. While CMS has already implemented upper limits on agent/broker compensation, it claims that many MA and PDP plans, as well as third-party entities with which they contract, such as field marketing organizations, FMOs, have structured payments to agents and brokers that allow for separate payments for these agents and brokers and have the effect of circumventing compensation caps. 9. The final rule revises the definition of compensation to set a single compensation rate for all plans, removes administrative payments, and prohibits contractual terms between MAOs and agents/brokers that may interfere with the agent/broker's ability to objectively assess and recommend a plan that best fits a beneficiary's health needs. CMS notes a shift in the MA marketplace, as MAOs have increasingly consolidated, resulting in centralized, increased capital to spend on agent/broker marketing, incentives, and other bonus payments that many smaller MAOs cannot afford. 10. Because many of these bonus payments are categorized as administrative rather than compensation, CMS states that the MAOs can operate outside and potentially in violation of the regulatory compensation caps. 11. CMS claims that greater financial incentives distort the marketing tactics of agents/brokers, who may encourage a beneficiary to enroll in a plan that will offer the agent/broker a substantial administrative payment, even though the MA plan may not be the best fit for the beneficiary's health needs. 12. While current regulations are designed to prohibit agents/brokers from engaging in marketing tactics that mislead or confuse beneficiaries, CMS believes additional payment limitations are necessary to address the rise in MA marketing complaints. 13. CMS also expresses continued concerns surrounding third-party marketing organizations, TPMOs, including field marketing organizations, FMOs, which employ agents/brokers. A.